You're listening to a teaser for Book Riot Podcast premium content. If you want to hear the rest, join us at patreon.com/bookriotpodcast. For just $10 a month, get access to our full library of premium content, in addition to receiving early ad-free access to the regular episodes you hear in the show. Here we go.
All right. So I guess in a meta way, we are taking clickbait with this particular episode because we are engaging with, I'd say we're using
we were successfully substrate. Baited.
Yeah. And we're going to use as a substrate the Hollywood Reporter's most recent list of the 50 best shows of the 21st century. We're going to use it the backbeat. We're going to improvise on top of it. I'm not really interested. I haven't seen all these shows, and you've seen more of them than I have. I assume you haven't seen every single one of these.
No.
But it gives us a chance to talk about TV together. We both like TV. We have not dissimilar tastes in TV, though we've seen different things and there's some overlap. So it gives us a chance to talk about our favorite shows of the last N years, I guess. We're looking at 24, 23-ish years. Yeah. Their parameters are at least, it had to have some seasons happen after 2000, but you didn't get credit for the seasons that happened before 2000. I don't know. It's a little abstruse. I get it.
Yeah. You have to make up arbitrary rules when you're doing
stuff
like this.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And you could draw it in different ways. I think it's interesting to talk about. And again, it does capture the beginning and, dare I say, golden era of the prestige TV situation.
Yeah, I think it certainly does.
And this list, if you would have showed me this list when I was 17, I'm like, what happened to culture? This is
right.
And I knew what these shows are, I'd be like, what in the world? Because shows like this did not exist when we were in high school at all. ER, maybe? ER?
Like, ER was the closest, but I always think about prestige TV as kind of the literary fiction of the television world.
Right.
Like, there's something elevated about the craft. It's entertaining, and it's about how it's made or how it's written and how the characters are presented, all of those things, like, that it's really trying to achieve something on a capital C craft level. And that was, like, not happening on the TGIF lineup when I was a kid, you know, or like the most popular TV shows. And some of these were terribly popular. Some of them are, like, pretty obscure, but, you know, very well recognized for what they did with craft or what they attempted to do. And I think that's, like, kind of, that's how I find that overlap in my cultural intake and in, like, how are you a book, like, a capital B, capital P book person who's also, like, I really am a TV and movies person, because that same flavor of art exists in TV now in a way that it never had before. It's kind of like, if you think about, like, what if literary fiction hadn't existed until 2020 or until the year 2000, like, that it just appeared, that, like, all of a sudden, instead of just reading really engaging, fun things, we were doing elevated literary work. It's kind of astonishing how that came out. And I mean, really, it's kind of mostly due to The Sopranos that kicked it off. But just to have something that's, like, really changed the shape of a major form of media and made me think about Christopher Nolan's Oscar acceptance speech when he was like, the movie art form is only 100 years old, and I can't wait to see where it's going to develop. And when he said that, I was like, oh, right, this is still so new, this kind
the
of TV's visual
even
art.
Newer, like,
yeah,
30 years less, essentially, if you were
right
30 years.
There's it's still so new in terms of, like, what has been innovated and what will be innovated, where, you know, literature has had thousands of years to become what it is and will continue to evolve. So thinking about, like, that we're really still at the very beginning of this kind of entertainment is really exciting to me.
Yeah. And so I have a couple of notes. We didn't have any particular kind of schedule. I guess let's start with our own preferences and what we like. Unlike, say, Denis Villeneuve, I'm a dialogue guy. Always have been. That'll become as a huge shock, I guess, to people listening to this show. And I guess I would say that TV seems to be a dialogue medium. These are dialogue-heavy picks on the whole, even more than movies, I would say. It depends on dialogue and character. Maybe in lieu, you know, dialogue is action of the mind. You can quote me on that. I'll put that on a T-shirt. and TV tends to have not the budget of a major motion picture. So in lieu of explosions, you have dust-ups. In lieu of fist fights and sword fights and laser fights, you have spats, brawls, confrontations. So there's that. I also have Jeff's I have a rule about evaluating really any kind of art. And that is, if you can do it without a gun, you get bonus points.
Thanks so much for listening. Join us at patreon.com/bookriotpodcast to hear the rest of this episode and get access to our full back catalog of premium content. That's patreon.com/bookriotpodcast.